What's it like playing with Storm?
Especially having him back there in the collegiate connection.
Yeah, it's familiar, you know. I mean, obviously, he played with him for 2 years. And, I mean, he's a guy that that I've been around and played with before. You know, I think he's got a world of talent, and, you know, he enjoys competing, and he enjoys, you know, playing football. And I think that that he has a lot of fun and passion about it. And, you know, it's cool for him to get an opportunity and get a shot and, you know, hopefully take advantage of it.
Is there a sense of comfort with him in the backfield?
You know, I think I'm comfortable with everybody, you know, whoever's back there. You know, I think they all do a good job in all aspects of it, you know, of protection, of, you know, getting out of the backfield, of obviously running the ball. So, I mean, I think they're all good backs, and, you know, I'm comfortable with any of them.
Clearly, you're comfortable with checking off plays. Are they going to let you keep doing that?
Yeah. They haven't told me to stop, so I'll keep checking it. But, I mean, that's something that you got to be smart with, and obviously it's stuff you learn from. You know, I'm sure you can go back and watch the game and say, you know, maybe shouldn't have checked it and ran the ball, but if you check and complete it, nobody says anything. So I think you just kind of – you got to be smart with it and take what they give you.
Gus talked about run-only plays.
Mm-hmm.
Your thoughts on
Yeah, there's some of those, and they're in every week. We always have, you know, plays that are call and run it. And, you know, that's part of our offense, and those are things that obviously, you know, Jed and, you know, the offensive staff is seeing something or whatever and thinks that this is a good play no matter what. And so, I mean, those are definitely in and always have been.
Blake, how important is the outcome of Sunday's game as far as how the rest of the season could play out? I mean, you need to start getting some momentum at some point, right?
Right. You know, I think, you know, I don't know. I think it's all about, it's a process. And I think right now, you know, obviously we're excited for Sunday. We're excited for the opportunity. But right now our sole focus and you know, everything that we can control is on today. And how can we get ready and be prepared so that we can go have fun and enjoy Sunday?
As a young guy, how do you balance one to go downfield, one to make plays, and then Gus talked on Monday, still got to cut out the interceptions. Mm-hmm. Is that the process?
Yeah, you know, I think you got to kind of be smart with it. I mean, obviously, you have to take shots. You have to throw the ball downfield. You have to move the ball. But, I mean, I think you have to take, you know, calculated risk and do it when the time presents itself and not just be throwing balls up and throwing balls into coverage and stuff like that. But if you got a guy and have a receiver and, you know, it's a one-on-one matchup or something, you know, I think it's definitely, you know, a necessity to throw the ball downfield.
Once you're out there, how do you sort of process that thought? Or is that just – what you do as a quarterback every play?
I think it's part of it. You know, it's part of going through, and you've seen, you know, hundreds of looks, you know, as a quarterback. And, you know, you kind of get a feeling of when something – I mean, you know when you throw a ball if you shouldn't have thrown it or not, and you should kind of start hoping as the ball's in the air that something good happens. But, you know, you've seen it, and you've kind of, you know, taken the risk when necessary, I think.
Jed told you that you have the final pen when it comes to the playbook. Now that you've got a couple of starts under your belt, do you feel more comfortable with leaving more things in?
Yeah, definitely. I think there wasn't a whole lot taken out, you know, to begin with. There was some stuff, obviously. But, I mean, I think for the most part, you know, I think that we're on the same page, you know, for a lot of different things and, you know, feel the same about a lot of stuff. And, you know, which is pretty neat because it's not, you know, a battle to get things in or to get things out. I mean, what he likes, you know, for the most part, I like as well.
Sometimes when it's one-on-one, but it is pretty coverage, you feel, hey, give the receiver a chance to make the play on it regardless if you feel.
Yeah, you know, I think that's part of the opportunity and trust you got to have in receivers is, you know, when it's one-on-one, I got to be able to say, you know, I'm going to give my guy an opportunity to go compete. You know, that's part of it. I mean, there's hundreds of catches every weekend in one-on-one matchups, and, you know, that's part of it.
Was that to happen on the first interception, one-on-one?
You know, probably like to give him a better ball, you know, if I'm going to throw it, give him a better ball, throw it, you know, underthrow it a little bit, give him a chance to go up and make a play at it. But, you know, wasn't a smart throw to begin with. Should have just checked it down and you know, lived to play another down.
Why wasn't it a smart throw? Because he was covered too.
Yeah, just covered. Wasn't the way, you know, wasn't the coverage. You know, that we had necessarily decided that's where we were going to go in that look. You know, they kind of gave us something other than we were expected. So, you know, when that happens, it's usually smart to just check it down and move on.
The second one, did you not see that guy because it kind of like looped around? It kind of got lost in the wash. It looked
He got around, but, you know, just not a smart throw. Just another one. It's kind of a stupid play. But, I mean, never really should have been in that situation. Should have just ran the ball and then moved on to play another down.
Why did you check the pass on that play? Because it looked like only four linemen. What did you see to make the check on that?
Yeah, you know, it was kind of just they were in base personnel, and, you know, outside back rows walked out over the slot, and he had been walking in, and the safety had been coming down. But, you know, it really wasn't a good check. You know, it was kind of a boneheaded play. It was, you know, it's kind of one of those that you can't explain. You know, they ask you why you did it, and it's like, I don't know, one thing. Messed up. Sometimes that happens.
You seem to have a good idea of when to slide. Mm-hmm. And that's something that a lot of young quarterbacks, especially rookies, don't really grasp yet. Why do you feel like, is that a baseball background?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think that's probably part of it, playing baseball. So I was always sliding, obviously, playing baseball. And then, I think just trying to get as many yards as possible before getting hit is probably the next thing, and getting down and protecting yourself.
Why do you think young quarterbacks struggle with that, though? Is it generally, if you had a guess?
I don't know. I think a lot of guys are probably, athletic and feel that, in college they probably ran around and didn't slide as much. They could run into guys. They could run around guys. So they probably have a different, a harder time sliding in the NFL when everybody's faster and stronger. I'm not sure. I've never really had a problem with it, and, always felt comfortable sliding.